really the only advantage is that you've seen them once, and now you go back and you you take what worked well the first time, what didn't work well, and you tweak it just a little bit, and you go play on Sunday.
So you don't, one way or the other, really doesn't matter?
You know, not really. And the only thing, I guess, about playing this close is that it's fresh on your mind still, you know, from just a couple weeks ago. So, and it's the same for them. You know, it's fresh on their mind. So you still got to get ready to play. It's another division opponent. And then, you know, we've dropped the last two. We got to get back on track.
You ever have a deal like this where you're playing maybe or coaching with the Eagles?
We did it in Philadelphia with the Giants. We've also done it with Dallas. We actually finished with Dallas at the end of the season and then went back down there for the first round of the playoffs.
Looking back on those experiences, is there anything?
You know, at the time, you just, again, it's kind of an awkward feeling a little bit, especially back-to-back weeks like we did there with Dallas. But, again, it's the familiarity of them knowing us knowing them, and you know, it's fresh on your mind, and you have to go play, and again, you take what you did well, and you elaborate on that, and you keep working on that.
When you look at what you did against them successfully, what do you think you could do this time around?
Well, I mean, you know, they're a good football team, and so I thought that as we went down the stretch, I mean, we were able to, the passing game opened up a little bit. We made some plays there. I thought the running game kind of took off. We popped them all the one time on a draw type play. And, you know, there's some things there that you can spin off and continue to work on. And, you know, they're going to come in full strength and you know, we should be at full strength and just look forward to a good matchup.
How did those guys on the right side of the line do for you last week? It seems like they did pretty well.
They did. They did a nice job. I mean, they're two veteran-type guys with game experience. I thought Jeff Schwartz did a very nice job stepping in, and so did Donald. So they'll get more reps this week and get themselves ready to go Sunday.
They give you the best chance to win right now?
The fact that they're healthy, you know, does. I know John is working himself back in there, and Fish the same way. So, you know, right now having the healthy offensive line is key.
Alex getting into a shootout like he did last week, does that help his confidence a little bit when he delivers that way?
It does. From the quarterback's perspective, it definitely helps his confidence. It helps the overall confidence of your offense, knowing that you can do something like that. And you saw, I think, what we've been talking about all year, things kind of coming together at the right time, and hopefully we can keep it going here in the last month of the season.
Jamal only had 15 carries. I know you guys look at touches, but he was running so well. Why only 15?
You know, it's kind of a fine line because also your passing game was working. Our down-the-field throws were working too. So, you know, and really at the time, the game kind of dictates, you know, what you have to do. And you know, especially down the stretch, we needed to get, you know, a touchdown to go ahead. And we felt like at the time, you know, throwing the football was key. We hit him on a nice screen pass that he took and set us up for that last touchdown too.
Doug, you talked a couple weeks ago about still learning what certain guys can do, what you guys are capable of. Did you guys learn anything from the San Diego game in that regard?
Well, you notice we put more guys in the ball game, and guys like AJ, you know, Jenkins is in there, and now that Chad is back, I mean, you know, Chad's going to see more time, and what it does is it gives, number one, it gives guys rest, you know, late in the game, late in the season, where guys can play fast and fresh, you know, in the second half of a football game, and then, you know, I thought it was great that, you know, some of the deep balls that Donnie was able to get free on, you know, and make some plays down the field. Alex was able to deliver the football. We just missed on a deep angle route, you know, going in, and we did get the PI call. But, you know, those are the things that we've dialed up all year long, and it just hasn't been there for whatever reason. Protection was good. Alex saw it, made a nice throw. So things are beginning to click that way.
It's obvious that you'd rather be home than away. You guys played them out there a couple weeks ago. Do you ever call plays differently at home, or is it all game situation?
It's game. It's game by game. You know, it's the fact that, you know, I think the biggest difference is snap count. You know, when you're on the road, you gotta work your silent count more. When you're at home, you don't have to as much. You know, and this is, again, it's a good football team coming in here, and you know, we're coming off a loss. They're coming off a loss, so it should be a good matchup. I would, you know, you watch it with a little interest, you know, because it obviously sets this game up even more, you know, for both teams. But you know, hey, I know Denver wanted to go in there and win, and as we did Sunday, and it's unfortunate, but yet you just bounce back, and it is a division opponent. We got them here, and then we're looking forward to the challenge.
So the team's playing more man defense across the league. Is that, if so, why?
Well, I think it's a trend. I think teams are playing more man, but what you're seeing too is teams are showing you man, but it's really a zone coverage within, you know, within it, and just giving you man technique. They'll carry you for 5, 6, 7 yards, and then they drop and play their zone behind it. So what it's doing is there's so much passing going on in the National Football League right now that it's, you know, the man coverage is allowing them to disrupt timing of the passing game, and not only that, but allow the pass rush to get to the quarterback.
Is